Utah's Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox spent part of today trying to smooth ruffled feathers at the outdoor retailer Winter Trade Show here in downtown Salt Lake City. The visit came just a day after Black Diamond founder Peter Metcalf issued a rallying call to others in the outdoor industry, telling them it's time to pull their summer and winter trade shows out of Utah over how elected leaders here treat public lands. Metcalf claims that Governors Gary Herbert and Utah's D.C. delegation are anti-public lands, given their reaction to creation of the Bears Ears National Monument. The lieutenant governor says that's nonsense.
Look, we have a great relationship with the outdoor retailers. They've been here for a long time. We met just this morning. We had a wonderful dialogue. I don't think one person speaks for the entire industry. And we love Mr. Metcalf. You know, every 6 months we get one of these from him, and like clockwork. And that's okay. That's important for him to be able to discuss his point of view. But we have a great relationship with the outdoor retailers, and we will continue to have that relationship.
The outdoor retailer trade show is huge for the local economy, with the winter market alone projected to inject $20 million through hotel reservations, dining, entertainment. Downtown Alliance director Jason Mathis says those kind of events are critical to Salt Lake City's future.
When these groups and organizations come to our city center, we see what it's like to have an extra 25, 30,000 people in downtown, and it's really exciting. It's great for business, it's great for restaurants, great for retail. Our goal is to have the city turn out to be like this all the time. I hope that in 5 years, 10 years, we've got an extra 25,000 people living downtown. What that would do for our economy, what that would do for security, what that would do to create a vibrant downtown would be amazing. We get a little taste of it every couple of years.
But Peter Metcalf's call seems to have caught some traction today. The outdoor company Patagonia published a blog titled, "The Outdoor Industry Loves Utah. Does Utah Love the Outdoor Industry?" The final paragraph suggests other states with more friendly public lands policies could steal the shows away from the Beehive State.